Hello and welcome to the new show. Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable and reliable web hosting. My name is Will Green and this is the new show for the 30th of October 2017. Facebook, apparently, they don't listen. Well, that's what they said. Mr. Goldman from Facebook, who runs the ads products, said, "I run ad products at Facebook. We don't and never have used your microphone for ads. Just not true," Mr. Goldman wrote. In reaction to the original tweet by PJ Vogt, he got hundreds of replies. A co-worker got an ad saying, "So you popped the question," minutes after he proposed, before he told anyone it had happened, wrote Tori Hoover. "At work happened to me through earlier this year. Working as a barista, I got a burn, talked to my partner in person about it, went to Target and then bought burn cream, and I saw an ad on FB for that exact product when I purchased it. Never searched for the product either." So there we go. Are they listening? We don't know. And another Facebook-related story, Facebook has announced measures to make political advertising on the social media platform more transparent. So this is a quote from Rob Goldman, who is Facebook's Vice President of Ads. "When it comes to advertising on Facebook, people should be able to tell who the advertiser is and see the ads that they are running and paid for, especially for political ads." I suppose this is in relation to the American election. So there we are. So last week we saw the release of iPhone X, or at least you could pre-order it. There is one company in the UK and they are asking for a free iPhone X, I think it is, a contract over 2 years of £117 a month, and they've been heavily criticised for that. That is a lot of money, isn't it, for a phone contract. It's been described as extreme and crazy on social media. The two-year deal, which includes unlimited data and talk time, is for the largest version of the device. The same contract with an iPhone 8 costs £44 a month, plus £99 upfront fee. So, yeah, I'm certainly not going for that. Google have given Calendar a brand new look. Google Calendar invites can now include rich formatting and links to relevant spreadsheets, documents and presentations. Ideally, this means you have all of the information that you need in one place for productivity meetings. Another new feature included is side-by-side day view that allows you to view and manage calendars in a separate column without having to scroll. So this is something new. Myself, I've turned it on and I like it. I think it's a fresh, clean, new look. So well done, Google. I'm enjoying it, at least. But you don't have to turn it on. At the moment, it's purely optional. This is exciting. Turning windows into solar panels. See-through solar cells have been created which could turn windows into small-scale power plants. Sounds good, doesn't it? Researchers at Michigan State University have developed thin, transparent, plastic-like material that can act as an energy-generating coating on windows and provides additional power when coupled with a rooftop solar installation. That's awesome, isn't it? So if you've got a nice south-facing window and you want to turn that window into making you some money and electricity and so forth, why not? I bet you thought that was going to be a window story, but it wasn't. And finally, Apple, not America's favourite tech company. I can't believe it. How is that possible? So according to a survey conducted by The Verge in partnership with a consulting firm, Apple falls squarely in the middle amongst Facebook, Microsoft, Google and Amazon when it comes to inspiring passion and trust in the consumer. It came behind Google in both categories and far behind Amazon, which led in a positive response for pretty much every category respondents were asked about. The survey, conducted from September the 28th to October the 10th, the survey covered 1,520 people across the US. The findings suggest that Apple, while still a massively influential force in the industry, engenders less positive feelings and, in some cases, more explicitly negative ones. So this has been your roundup of news, or news from the tech world, for the 30th of October, 2017. My name is Will Green, and we'll speak tomorrow.